from Lubbock Community Theater, this is Five Tall Places.
Thank you, Five.
And hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of LCT's Five Tall Places. I am Jed, and with me here again, you don't know this, but I'm going to tell you. I'm going to pull back the curtain here a little bit. With me again here are Whitney and Karen, who were with me last night.
I'm having deja vu, Jed.
Yeah, well, you're on a really different weird side of the couch this time.
I know.
We did.
She's playing Whitney, and I'm playing Karen.
Excellent. I'm all for it.
I'm a bitty old hag.
You stole my
bit. Is that in the character? Okay. So yeah, we did try to record an episode last night, and we had some memory card problems, and we have a fresh new memory card now.
So
we're recording it again. We'll try to
trust you.
We'll try to redo every single thing we said last night exactly as we said it. So if you can remember the whole conversation.
I cannot be nice to Whitney twice.
But yes, we are here to discuss the show that you two, as when this episode goes up, it will be opening tomorrow.
Right.
So, and that is, of course, our LCT Stages Academy's production of Whitney's original play, A Little Magic.
Whitney's original play, A Little Magic. Bling!
It is. It's an original by Whitney. Not the first time that we've done one of your shows. Not near the first time that one of your shows has been done in Lubbock.
Could be
no,
that,
not near. No, no. And not the first time this show has been done in Lubbock. It was done at Cat's Playhouse in 2012, you know, so every 10 years or so I pull it out.
So, hey, Whitney, what's the show about?
It is a modern retelling of Cinderella, where the high school hierarchy matches the kingdom hierarchy. So, and we have all the youth. Not all the youth in Lubbock, but all of our cast is youth in Lubbock.
It's a big cast.
It seems that way. It
right.
really does.
You know, when they start talking, it definitely seems like every youth, all the youths.
It seems
all
like we have some representation on stage, and all the youth in Lubbock backstage.
Trying to tell each other to be quiet.
Yes, yes.
That's what's happening. So,
no, they're actually doing
amazing.
A terrific job.
Such a fun cast. Such a fun cast. It's my first time doing a stages play as the assistant director, or any play as the assistant director, or as the with stages. And so I'm really excited. I've never worked with the kids before, and so I'm usually at front of house. And so this is quite a different perspective. And other than Whitney, I've loved every minute of it.
Well, this is my first time directing with stages. I have directed youth programs before. But this one's kind of special because the kids are very, they're very talented.
Mm-hmm.
And aside from Karen,
it's
very enjoyable
fantastic.
Experience.
Well, we do agree on that, so that's worked out really well.
We agree that the only drawback of the show is each other.
Right, that's the only drawback. But the kids, I tell you, the kids have been amazing. I've watched some of them just blossom over this time, go from, you know, not really wanting to say much, even when they were reading their lines, just couldn't hear them, to out on stage now,
hamming it up, having a good time,
having a great time, and then there's been some that have just hit it from the beginning, and it's only gotten better for them, and I'm just loving it. I've just had a really good time getting to know the kids and getting to see them at work. So it's
been
a lot of
fun. And see what they're bringing. I mean, I've created these characters, and there are funny bits that I've written in the show and funny lines I've written in the show, but they're just making it so much more. Mm-hmm. They're just bringing their own stuff,
right.
Their own shtick, as we say, we used to say in New York.
Yeah. Back in the 60s.
Shtick, that's a showbiz word.
No, it's not a razor.
Shtick. Right, yeah. No, that's different.
But they're bringing their own personalities mm-hmm. forward into the show, and we actually added characters so that more people could be involved. And
I loved that. You know, at the beginning we had so many kids audition, and mm-hmm. over a couple nights, and it just, my eyes were like, oh my goodness, what, you know, this is a lot of kids. And once things kind of the dust settled and everybody got into their roles and their parts, some of the kids who maybe were cast as ensemble were like, hey, could I do this or how about this? And Whitney was so accommodating and said, yeah, let's write that in.
We have crew
and,
members who want to be part of the big dance number. Yeah. We got a crew member, the prop master, who wants to be played the gym.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so we had a little more technical difficulty there, but you were talking about the way that the kids have really jumped up with their own ideas for their characters and everything. And maybe every now and then someone has an idea is like, this is a little bit out of our capability, right. Or maybe not quite fitting in with the story. But right. For the most part,
yes.
The kids have been really... really good
yes,
with their...
Sometimes it's just a costume. Like, they all got to pick their own costumes, and that was so fun. Whitney and I went down in the, you know, into the depths of LCT in the dungeon.
Yeah.
And they were, you know, throwing dresses around, and how about this one? And
one
of that was, you know...
My favorite story is I tell this all the time because I just love this. One of the girls said she felt like her classroom costume should be... just like a t-shirt and some jeans with her jacket wrapped around her waist. And then for the dance, she wanted a really pretty dress with her jacket wrapped around her waist because that's who she is.
I love that.
You don't even have any lines and you know exactly
who
you
are.
Are.
Yes, and that's how it is. I think that's just how it's been, is these kids have just...
And our Ella, who decided that she thought she would wear a uniform, like a schoolgirl uniform,
uh-huh.
So because she would want to fit in. Unfortunately, she's wearing a schoolgirl uniform in a school that
doesn't
wear
uniforms.
So she is not fitting in.
So she's actually
and
standing
she understood
more.
The irony of that.
Yeah,
That's awesome. But yeah, the cast... has made this show for me come alive. I have mentioned, like, I felt very much at the beginning. It's the process. Again, new to the process, so I don't really, you know, I don't know the whole process, especially working with kids. You never know how things are going to, you know, kids, I don't know if you know this, but kids are unpredictable.
Yes.
Yes. But it was kind of, I said before, choppy. You know, it was just kind of like, okay, this part is happening, and, you know, sometimes you're running lines, and it's from, you know, scene three instead of starting at act one, you know, act one, scene one, mm-hmm. and you're just kind of, how
almost
is this
like
gonna...
a movie,
yes.
Like the way the movie...
Yes, like, and mm-hmm. so I was like, how is this all going to come together? And now we're in tech week, and it has come together, and all these little things that Whitney thought were funny are actually funny. And so that doesn't happen every time. It's very rarely does Whitney have something funny, and it is funny. You're welcome.
Well, and your experience has been like exclusively with me.
Right. That
we
is
did the
true.
Christmas show
yeah,
together
the
and then we
show.
Now we're doing this.
Right.
And so you are working with original shows, and there's a lot more, because I am the playwright, there's a lot more
change.
Leeway.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And even in the Christmas show, adults brought stuff in
yeah,
and said,
absolutely.
Hey, can I do this? Can right. I do that? And you have to, you just gauge that. You
yeah,
say,
sure.
Yes, that works for your character. That works for the show. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it works for the character, but it doesn't work for the general arc
right.
of the show.
Right.
You never know how.
Well, and it has been a learning lesson for me just to see this amazing process of what a play looks like, or how, you know, to start from scratch. And I am not only I'm the AD, but I'm doing the stage manager, and that's awkward because I've had to ask him, okay, do I take a note? He's like, yeah, you might want to write that down because I don't know.
But you've watched these kids go from struggling over a cold reading audition
right.
to now nailing these
right.
parts and
right.
what they've brought to them.
And they sure have. They sure have. And, you know, watching the process of even just like stage direction. It's so funny to see the difference between when you're in a little room getting stage direction versus once they hit that stage and you're like, oh, now, you know, like there's a scene where there's some sneaky things going on, and I was like, oh, it makes much more sense on a big stage.
In a little
room, you're like, okay, well, that looks kind of weird, because they're being sneaky, and they see each other.
Right. I've had a number of shows in my time where your practice room is much smaller than the...
And it doesn't make sense until...
And then when you finally get on your stage, you're like, oh, this feels so much better.
This makes so much more sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
It can be a freaky experience, too. Mm-hmm. I usually, when, like last night, we didn't even have the costumes, but with the lights on the stage and the set in place, you're thinking, oh, this is a show.
Right. Alex, who's been doing our lighting, oh my gosh.
It's so fun.
It's so fun. The dance scenes. Oh, there's dancing.
Yes.
Dancing. Yes. Kasaya has he has choreographed just a fun little number.
Because as funny as my scripts actually are, I am not a technical person, and I don't think in technical ways. Mm-hmm. If I could have people just stand and say my lines and be funny, I'm good.
Right.
So... My lighting is usually like, you turn it off at the end of the scene. You turn it off when it's done.
Dark and light.
Thanks for coming. And he has found different things to do. This has more of a fantasy element, so mm-hmm. I told him he would have some room to play. Mm-hmm. But he's always like, what if I did this? What if I did? I'm like, whatever.
Right.
You'll have to check with me.
Just make it look good.
I don't understand some of the
words.
Anything
would be better than what Whitney would do.
Right.
But well, because as stated, Whitney would just turn the lights on. And then
turn them off. Yeah. Right. But that's been fun again to see that perspective, because as house manager, I just get to see finished products. You know, I come in and tell you where to sit, and then I watch a show.
You know, and you were extremely instrumental, if not like all on your shoulders, you know, responsible for the set.
Oh,
and to see how it looks with the lights.
It didn't
look that way without the light. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
We
took, Whitney had done this kind of skeleton, you know.
Again, said, I'm not technical.
And he said, you and the kids just go with it. So I, you know, the kids and I sat around, and this was Mr. Whitney's idea, you know, his thoughts. What do y'all think about doing it this way? And we've kind of, I think it's pretty close to with some elements of, how about we change this? I had a parent, Miss Angela, who helped me. She drew out in literally 15 minutes. She drew out these silhouettes that were amazing. And I just was like, oh, I could never do that.
Fortunately, we had time to get her into the program.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And then I just painted them black, and they look amazing. I mean, amazing. So that was the part I was most stressed about, is how I was going to get these figures, you know, these silhouettes done. And, you know, she just walked in and said, hey, I can do that. I'm an artist. I said,
all right.
I don't believe you. Show me.
That is the
and
magic.
She did. And she
that
did.
That is the magic of theater, when all of the elements, the actors, the costumes, the set, the lighting, when it all just comes together. And it doesn't always.
Right.
We've all done shows where it didn't come together.
It didn't come around.
Everybody always says, oh, it always works out. Don't worry, it always works out. That is not necessarily true.
But it has this time.
Yes.
In such a great way.
Yes.
We were talking about tickets the other day. You were telling me that, like, the tickets are going.
Tickets are going very, very quickly. Yeah. I mentioned we did an interview at Trends and Friends today, and I mentioned to the woman that was interviewing us that the last time I was on Transcend Friends, the tickets had already sold out by the time we got to the interview.
Yeah,
so I was just telling people about something they weren't going to see.
But they can see this one, though.
Yes, we
still
have tickets.
As of the time of this recording, there are tickets left. But as we always point out, because Lubbock, you do this. You...
Lubbock,
you rascals.
Lubbock likes to wait. And then they're like, why can't I have good seats? Because you waited.
Because they're gone.
Or any seat for that matter.
And in the case of Society Page, like Whitney was just talking about, when the show opened, there weren't any left. So anyone who came walking in,
Right. Sorry. I had someone call and say, because I also work the box office, and they said, I looked on your website, and it says that all the seats seem to be taken, so how do I get a seat?
Like, you don't.
Do you have a DeLorean?
Yeah, it's like, you don't.
You can go back in time.
Go back to like a week ago Tuesday.
Right.
Now, if you
right.
really want to help, you could go back a little further and maybe solve some world problems.
Oh, I just right. want
figure out numbers. Figure out Jack the Ripper or something.
Right.
Yeah. Golly. I don't know.
That's a long way to go back for some society page tickets. I'm just...
Well, you're going to earn these
really
seats.
Secure good seats.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I love working front of house. I love talking to all the people. So this is going to be hard for me because
right.
I'm not
yeah,
doing
you're
front of house.
In there.
And, yeah, I can't come out front and... be out amongst the
I
people.
I believe in what I, in the place that my heart is supposed to be.
Oh, yes.
I believe that you will find a way to come out and smooth with people.
I think there
people.
Might be a time
there
for
there will be, yeah.
There could be. Hi, you know what? Whitney is wearing one of our past t-shirts.
Johnny Thrush, Birds of a Feather 2023
yes.
tour.
I had. Well, this is funny. This is a funny Jed story.
Uh-huh.
He gave me the program. And for Johnny Thrush, there's just like three little question marks. And he goes, I think this is what you want for your cast and your crew. He goes, I still don't have any information on who's playing Johnny Thrush. And I was like, because he's the mystery teen idol.
And then I was like,
well,
oh,
that
right.
makes sense.
That makes sense. Yeah, that's why
a
it's
a mystery.
Yeah, that's, there you go. So,
but yeah, they one of the nights we brought the shirts, they were so excited. And all the cast... started putting them on, and they were, you know, jumping around. So it was so fun. I thought that was a real bonding
yeah.
kind of time to see them all put on their Johnny Thrush tour t-shirts
right.
And get excited about that. And I think that, you know, I think that was kind of a fun time to see.
Well, and that.
That
was your idea. That was totally your
well,
your doing.
It's kind of my gift, you know. I mean, they mm-hmm. did bring me a t-shirt, but I had some amazing parents help, you know, buy some of the supplies and things
right,
so that
yeah,
everybody
right.
who wanted a t-shirt could get a t-shirt. So right. I absolutely thank them for that. That was amazing.
I mean, because the show is published.
Yes.
And the publisher doesn't offer t-shirts. A lot
right.
of publishers, of especially mm-hmm. youth shows,
yeah.
you can get a t-shirt with the logo, but there's no logo
right.
yeah.
for the show
right.
from the published edition. So, and these aren't even like the show itself. These
right.
are so specific
right.
that they're
yeah.
the only people on the face of the
right.
earth
who
have
these shirts.
These shirts.
Right. Yeah.
And we're it. We're
and
it.
Yeah, and, it, and
to,
it is that tie to that
yeah.
thing they were a part
right.
of.
T-shirts
yeah.
are fun. You know,
oh, I love
are fun.
Show
memorabilia
shirts.
Memorabilia and
show
things.
Shirts.
Right.
I've already had a few people. I made hats, too, and they're
yeah.
just like, can I have a hat? Okay, we're only made four, so I can't give one to everybody, but
I have
a few.
More, like, memorabilia T-shirts now in my closet than I've ever had in my whole society
yeah.
page.
Yeah, yeah.
I have my Clue T-shirt.
Right.
I have the
I'm
Playwright T-shirt.
Oh, he's got a Playwright. Spelled differently each time.
Because people don't
confusing.
Know how to spell it.
Yeah, yeah.
I was confused. I didn't know.
I think
Ooh.
Play wrong is sometimes
yes.
more correct.
That's what I call him. Are you the play wrong?
Yes.
So, but I am really excited. And I could not be happier with these kids. And the parents have been amazing.
Right.
Wow. These kids have amazing parents. And
we reached out. They're not only helping, but they're like trying to find how can I help
more?
What
do you
else
need
can
me?
I do? What else can I do? What
right.
about this? What else can I do?
Right. So it's just, we've just had, for my first stages experience, it's been amazing. And I'm so appreciative to Whitney and allowing me to work with him. This will be the one nice thing I say, okay?
It'll be edited out.
So
yeah, last night she was all full of compliments.
I know.
Tonight she just can't do it
and
again.
And I had
she
heartburn
was...
and
well,
I can't do it again.
I seriously could not
good.
Have done this without you.
Well, I think we're a good team.
And I wouldn't have. I mean, the minute they asked me to take over this, it's kind of a guinea pig situation. We are trying to split the group a little bit,
right,
and we were
right.
trying it out.
Age-wise.
Right,
yeah.
We didn't know if that was going to work and we were going to have even enough kids to do this. And so they asked me to, and I was like, I don't know. And like, what if you and Karen work together? I'm like, oh, Okay.
Again.
No, that sold me on the idea.
Yeah.
Because I can't torture you unless we work
right,
together.
Right, that's true. If I'm not in the room, you have to text me. And who
then
knows
you're not tortured.
Right, it's just not
the same. I can't.
Tortured by text is just, it just doesn't feel the same.
For anyone who's been around very much, I think it you two working together makes a lot of sense. Because the amount of time we've seen you guys bantering back and forth here in the box office.
I don't know how.
What was it the other night where we said like three things together?
It was in our first attempt to make this podcast.
That's right. That's what it was.
It was.
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
Oh,
yes.
I'm so sad that we don't have that joke.
No.
That was so great. Yes, it was such a great moment. And
I don't know
there's
how
no
we
way
were
to
separated.
Recreate it, and I hate that we don't have.
I don't know how we were separated at birth.
But it was on purpose.
Oh, God, we've got to get these two apart.
It was, yes.
Speaking of, Back to the Future, you are, considerably older than I am. So, of course, if we were separated at birth, I would have to run
just
a decade ahead.
Monumentally, considerably, unbelievably older than me.
I mean, he's so old. You're welcome. That's my gift to you, Whitney.
Just the way that you were like,
I think
you
it balances out because
older.
I look so much younger.
Is that what it is?
Than
yeah.
You.
Yeah, that's what it is. We'll go with that. So, but yeah.
I had people like, they were like, it's so nice that you and your mom can work together.
I said, that's not my mom, that's just Whitney.
So nice that you and your grandmother are here together. And
come on, Meemaw. Let's go.
Get your walker. Let's go.
I'm a rascal. I'm a rascal. So, yeah.
Yeah, you do.
So, yeah. We have, I'll tell you what. If nothing else, we have a great time. And
we do. And I don't know how the kids were able to take us early on.
The first
couple of rehearsals when we were just reading through stuff, we were like those two guys on the Muppet Show.
Right.
Statler and Waldorf.
So in a box, it's like,
did you see that?
Funny, funny. And we're coming up with ideas, right? And the kids are like, Can we talk now? Is it our turn?
I do believe that Whitney and I had very many, or lots, very many.
Many much.
Lots and lots of notes that we would write back to each other. Oh my gosh, this would be funny. And I'm pretty sure none of them made it in.
She wrote it. She wrote in the back pages of my script.
She's marking lines out of my script and writing.
This is terrible. We're not doing this.
And it's like editor's marks, all like capitalization errors and.
Oh, for sure.
Too many adverbs.
I'm not technical, so there would be some typos.
Every script that Whitney has written, I put my hand in it. I don't know if you know this, Jed, but.
I've fixed all of his scripts.
Honestly, there's been a couple. I don't know if y'all know this, but he.
I actually ghostwrote Society Page.
Right, Society Page was a really great production, but then he did Christmas Eve, which was the, Christmas
holiday
side
of
the holiday version, and I helped to write that, and he does not give me credit.
You did not get a writing credit.
She changed one.
I changed a word.
Three syllable word.
Sugar plum is two words, number one. So don't even go there. You couldn't think of it. I came in with sugar plum, and I've yet to get any
credit. I deserve
credit.
30% of the royalties that ever come from.
Thank you. Jen's on my side.
You know what? You already have 30% of the royalties that ever come from that show.
You can say it's done. 30%.
30% of zero is. Let me see. All right, add in the four, carry the two, and
I will have my people give your people the 30%.
The checks
you have people
in the mail.
Yes, no, you're my people,
and I don't have people, so it's perfect.
Okay,
it's all set.
Signed, sealed, delivered.
All right, so let's talk about not Society Page.
Oh,
that show, if you're gonna just see Society Page, buddy, you are too late.
Do you have a DeLorean?
You have the DeLorean, exactly.
No, the show we're talking about, A Little Magic, opens Friday, March 10th, runs the 10th, 11th, and 12th. Friday and Saturday shows are 7:30 p.m. The Sunday show is a 2:30 p.m. matinee. And not only as we mentioned before, our tickets going very fast. This is the only weekend the show is running, so do not think that if this weekend's sold out, I'll try next weekend. No, you won't.
No,
I mean,
won't.
You can try next weekend.
No one
you
will
won't be
here.
Happy with the results.
As I like to say, see it or hear about it.
Oh,
that's exactly it. See it or hear about what you missed.
We want you to come and see a little magic. It's going to be fun.
So get the tickets. LubbockCommunityTheater.org. It's right there on the front page. Right on the front page of LubbockCommunityTheater.org.
With Jed's beautiful artwork.
Yes.
Jed's beautiful artwork.
Yeah, I'm very happy with that artwork.
That's what you should be.
Yeah.
Well, you should be.
Hello and goodbye.
Hello, goodbye. Hello.
Edit him out.
Edit him out.
Famous words of Phil Collins.
Oh. Thanks, Phil.
That's the cast of No Room for a Picture on the Blank Wall coming down from their rehearsal. You'll hear from them in an upcoming episode.
Interrupting our interview.
We're trying to sell tickets here.
Oh, God, don't they know?
It was supposed to be about the children.
I believe the children are the future.
Are the future.
Well, what else would they
be? Teach them well and let them lead the way.
Oh. Oh.
Thank you, Whitney.
Okay.
So tickets,
tickets.
LubbockCommunityTheater.org. A little magic. It's right there. It's only playing this weekend.
Not a bad
free show. So
not
get tickets now before they're gone.
I believe in you. It's gonna be fun.
I hope the mic is picking that up. Sing that again, Beth.
Whoa.
She's a lady.
Oh, please.
Yeah,
yes, please keep that in. Please keep that in.
Well, that's staying in. That is 100% staying in.
I understand now why all the walls are blank. I'm starting to get the picture.
So, tickets. LubbockCommunityTheater.org.
Come and get them.
A little magic. They are going fast. They've been getting snapped right up, so get them now.
Come join the fun.
Yes, or you will miss out.
Right. Little magic. Do it.
Come see it. So I think that's a good place to start.
I'm just trying to get as many taglines.
I think,
a little magic. Y'all can come in now.
15 minutes
ago. Beth ruined it.
We're gonna, so,
Oh, no, actually, you guys can help out.
We're about to sign off. From myself and my co-hosts and everyone here at Lubbock Community Theater, thank you. This has been Five Tall Places.
Thank you, Five. Beth Brown, you just...
Five Till Places is a production of Lubbock Community Theater. Be sure to follow us on social media for all the latest news and updates surrounding our projects and the goings-on at LCT. Our theme music is Pizza and Video Games by Bonus Points. A link to that artist and their music can be found in the show notes. Look them up, give them some support. Thanks for being with us this week, and as always, thank you for supporting live theater in the Lubbock, Texas area and beyond.